Hurricane Irma forced hundreds of thousands of Floridians from their homes, including residents at military bases. Key West and Jacksonville saw some of the worst effects of the storm and are also home to major military installations. But now the bases are returning to normal. I'm Kate Payne. Thousands of service members from across the country flocked to Florida to help recover from Irma, but some of the state's own forces were in need of support. The Florida Keys saw some of the worst damage. Apart from being home to world-famous beaches, the island chain also supports Naval Air Station Key West.
NAS sustained what the commander said, minimal damage.
Republican Holly Rothschein represents the Keys in the Florida House.
Our famous Fly Navy building lost its roof. So it'll be a little while before that comes back.
Before the storm shifted to the east, the outlook was dire for low-lying Tampa Bay as well, and its Air Force Base. General Chip Deal served as a deputy director there.
MacDill Air Force Base evacuated the whole base because we are 6 feet above sea level. We're on the end of that peninsula. And they did actually evacuate.
Tampa ultimately dodged the worst of the storm, despite its vulnerable and heavily developed flood zones. And in Jacksonville, home of Navy, Coast Guard, and Marine Corps contingents?
Here in Jacksonville, we had significant flooding.
Admiral Mark Fitzgerald represents the Navy on Florida's Defense Support Task Force.
A lot of trees down. Front of my house looks like a war zone out there with all of the rubbish and debris.
But Fitzgerald says the installations didn't see the catastrophic flooding that other parts of the city did.
The bases suffered no major damage. There's obviously minor damage from the flooding. It all seems to be going okay. People are back to work, planes are flying, etc.
One reason there wasn't more damage is because of storm protocols. The bases didn't just evacuate people.
The ships sortied. They departed the area to go where it was safe. Aircraft flew to other bases inland to where it was safe.
Bill Doherty is a spokesman for Navy Region Southeast. He says the state's bases are now more or less up and running, except for Key West, which is lagging a bit. But as of Friday the 22nd, the station is letting families move back. Holly Rothschein again.
The biggest thing for our commanding officer was waiting to bring back non-essential personnel. He didn't want them coming home without power or sewer or running water, and that has pretty much come back online across all the properties on the base.
But Doherty says the storm was still a major disruption.
Pretty much all the naval aviation training takes place in the southeastern United States. So that mission, you know, was impacted by the storms, both Harvey and Irma.
Each base is looking back on their lessons learned, and Rothschein is drafting her own after-action report.
We're going to be taking a look at the legislative level, where we can make improvements, and I have a list. I've already started a list where we can make some improvements as a state, not only just in the Keys, but statewide.
General Michael Calhoun leads the state's National Guard, and he says the event still isn't over.
We still have guardsmen on state active duty conducting primary logistics and security support, and we'll continue as long as we're needed.
Irma is a reminder of how vulnerable the state and its bases are to natural disasters. But Doherty says the storm won't change the Navy's long-term plans for Florida.
Whether you're in Florida and you're dealing with, you know, hurricanes, or you're in the West Coast and you're dealing with the big wildfires and things like that, okay, every place has its challenges.
Hurricane season runs through the end of November. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.